Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Welcome to Deep. Hi everyone, this is Brother Japel Hernandez, and I'm excited to share to you today's gospel and a reflection to help you be closer to God. From Mark chapter 1, verse 7 to 11, this is what the John the Baptist proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came out from the heavens: "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. It's a very, very powerful gospel, and I want to ask you to focus on the line, last line, verse 11: "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." One time I was praying, and I was praying to God, and I was saying, "Lord, I did great in the ministry. I did great on preaching. I did great on business. I did great on these things. I'm just so happy I did great things for you." And no matter how happy I was with achievements, physical achievements, there was something lacking in my heart. And through the months, I was searching for it. I was searching for the answer. And one time during a retreat with Father Mike LaGuardia, we were talking about divine intimacy. It's just being with God. It's being intimate, being one with God, being in God's presence, basking yourself in God's joy and peace and love. And that's when I slowly realized what this means. "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." You see, at that time, Jesus hasn't done anything crazy yet. What God the Father was saying is, "Because you are my child, I'm already pleased with you. You don't need to do anything for me to be pleased." And that's when I realized that sometimes I make my faith walk like career walk, that my points in heaven is based on what I do for God. Just like, for example, if I do well in business or work or career, if I do well, I'll be promoted. I'll have a bigger business. I'll earn more. But in God's way, it's totally opposite. But God just wants to delight in me, because I am his creation. And that changes everything. For me, I wanted to have achievements for God, because I thought, you know, that would be cool. But in reality, God is already cool, and God is already madly in love with me. And that, you know, my sins in the past, I don't need to serve more to be forgiven. But I just have to be in God's delight. I have to be just in his presence. I just have to be me. I have nothing else to do but to be God's child. And today, my dear brothers and sisters, I just pause every now and then and be quiet and just remain and just say, and I just say, "Lord, I love you. Can I feel your embrace? Can I feel your love right now?" And I just keep quiet and let God lavish me with his love. And the service, the things I do for God, it's not because I want to just do earn brownie points, but it's now become an outpouring of His majestic love for me. I just want to do things for Him.